It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and it's so good to have you joining me today for the program, whether you're listening on one of the radio stations or whether you're listening on a podcast. I'm so glad to have you on the program today. Hey, this week we're doing a new series that I've entitled Grace in the Grit, Hope for the Hard Days. And we've already explored how God heals when life hurts, how He brings beauty from the broken places in our life, and how we can learn to lean on His grace instead of our own abilities. But today we arrive at something that hits close to home for a lot of people. What does grace do with the mess I've already made? Whether it's the mess that others left in your life or the mess you created with your own choices, I have good news for you, friend. Grace isn't afraid of mess. God works with it. God can transform it. So I've entitled today's episode, What God Can Do with Your Mess. Now, first of all, we all have a mess. Let's get honest for a moment. Every single one of us has a mess. We all have regrets that we wish we could erase. We have mistakes we wish we could undo, and we have habits that we can't seem to break. We have pain that we try to hide. Your mess might not be visible to others, but it's there, and God sees it, and you see it. And the enemy, he loves to lie in those moments. He says, you're disqualified. God can't use you because of your mess. He says, it's too late for you. There's no hope. He says, you're the exception to grace. Everybody else has this thing figured out, but you're a mess. But listen to me today, friend. Your mess doesn't cancel your calling. Your failure, it doesn't disqualify your future. God doesn't discard messy people. He redeems them. As a matter of fact, Romans chapter 5 and verse 20, Paul put it this way, where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. That means grace runs toward the mess. It doesn't run away from it. God's track record with messy people, think about this. Let's take a tour through God's Hall of Fame of redemption. It's not filled with perfect saints. It's filled with people just like us. Do you remember Moses? He killed a man, and then he ran, and God made him a deliverer. Rahab was a prostitute, and God used her to save spies and placed her in the lineage of Jesus. How about David? The man who God made a statement that he did not make about anybody else, God called him a man after my own heart. Yet David committed adultery and murder, and God still called him a man after his heart. Because God doesn't look on the outward appearance, He looks upon the heart. Peter, he denied Jesus 3 times, and yet God restored him, chose him to preach that famous sermon on the day of Pentecost when the church was born, and thousands came to faith that day. God restored him, and He made him a pillar in the early church. How about the Apostle Paul? He persecuted Christians. When Stephen was the first martyr, they laid his clothes at the feet of one named Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul. God turned him into the author of 2/3 of the New Testament. What's the common thread? God doesn't throw away broken people. He just rewrites their story. If He did it for them, my friend, He can do it for you. The verse I want to mention today and teach from is Romans 8:28. Oh, this is a great one. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Notice the phrase, in all things. It doesn't say all things work for good. It says in all things, God is right there working for your good. That includes the things you choose, the things you didn't choose. That includes the heartbreak, the detours, all the failures of your life, God's still there working, even the delays. Grace means nothing is wasted in our life. God takes the raw material of the worst moments of your life and He weaves them into something redemptive. Let's just talk for a minute about that process of redemption. How does God redeem a mess? Let me walk you through it. First of all, God meets you in the middle of it. In Psalm chapter 40, David said this, "He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire." See, God doesn't wait for you to clean yourself up. He steps right into the pit with you, and He lifts you out of the mud. Secondly, God restores what was lost. I love Joel chapter 2 and verse 25, this promise God made to Israel. He said, "I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten." See, you may feel like you've wasted years. You've wasted a big part of your life. But listen, friend, God can redeem time. He can rewrite your story. He doesn't erase the past. He casts your sin as far as the east is from the west, but He takes your past and He reframes it, and He uses it for you to help others who've been through the same things. What you thought would define your failure may become the most powerful chapter in your testimony, and it might become your ministry. Your story becomes a mirror of God's grace. Now let's talk about how to invite God into your mess. So how do you move from hiding your mess to letting God redeem it? I believe there are four simple steps. Number one, acknowledge it. See, grace begins where denial ends. God doesn't heal what we won't admit. And sometimes that's one of the most difficult parts of this whole process, is just acknowledging it. Saying, I've often said, the hardest part of getting someone saved is first getting them lost. They have to acknowledge, God, I need you as a Savior. And when we've blown it in our life, we have to begin with acknowledging it. Saying, God, I've really messed up. My life is in shambles and I need grace. Secondly, confess it to Him. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession isn't condemnation. It's the doorway to cleansing. Thirdly, surrender control. That's the hard part. Stop trying to manage the mess. Let grace take over. God can do more in one moment than you and I can do in a lifetime. Let the potter reshape what feels ruined in your life. And then fourth, testify of His goodness. See, your redeemed mess might be someone else's encouragement. Don't be ashamed of your scars. Again, they're proof that you've survived, that grace was stronger than whatever tried to take you out. God's grace was there, and He redeemed you, and He took care of that situation in your life. He's so faithful, friend. He's so faithful. One of the most stunning pictures of grace rewriting a life story is the testimony of John Newton. He was born in 1725, and he was raised by a godly mother. But after she died, Newton abandoned everything she had taught him. He became a slave trader, violently abusive, addicted to sin, and he was so full of hate. But at one point, even other sailors considered him the most profane man they'd ever met. He trafficked human lives across the ocean. He mocked the gospel. He cursed God with every breath. But in the middle of a violent storm at sea, Newton thought his ship and his life would be lost. And that night, with the sails ripped and the waves crashing, something broke inside him. And he cried out to the very God that he had mocked. And you know what? God heard. God saved and God redeemed. Newton left the slave trade, and he became a passionate follower of Jesus Christ, and later he became a pastor. He spent the rest of his life fighting against the very industry he had once profited from. And near the end of his life, nearly blind, Newton said this, "Although my memory's fading, I remember two things very clearly. I'm a great sinner, and Christ is a great Savior." And then he wrote that hymn that you've probably sung 100 times, Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. That wasn't just a song. It was his story. A man who had made a mess of his life became redeemed from the pit, and God, his glory, came upon Newton and saved him. If God can turn that story around, he can surely rewrite your story. Let's let the truth settle it. God doesn't just clean us up. He lifts us out of our mess. He redeemed your life from the pit, and he crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, David said in Psalm 103, verse 4. He redeems your life. To redeem means to buy back something that was once lost, to restore value and make something useful again. God doesn't just leave your story in ruins. He doesn't just sweep up the pieces. He makes something holy from the wreckage. Grace doesn't ignore your past. It transforms it. He redeems my life from the pit, David said. Maybe you've been in a pit of addiction or regret or shame, or maybe it's failure, so deep that you thought you'd never breathe again. But listen, pits don't scare God. He gets in the dirt with you. He reaches down, not when you're cleaned up, but when you're at your lowest point. That's what he did for Joseph. Joseph was thrown in the pit and left for dead. But the pit wasn't the end of the story. It was the beginning of a destiny. And then the Bible said he crowns you. Not only does he lift you up, he elevates you. He doesn't just save you, he honors you. Not because you deserve it, but because he's that good. The God who redeems us is the God who crowns us. You go from broken to beloved, from mess to the messenger, from the pit to a purpose. My friend, you may think life is too far gone. You may think it's too messy, too stained, too complicated. But neighbor, God is still writing your story. Your scars aren't the end of the sentence. They're the ink that he uses to tell a greater story, one that speaks to others in their own mess. Let him redeem your life from the pit today. Let him crown you with mercy. Let him take your mess and let him preach through that mess. Because when grace touches your grit, it becomes the message of hope for the world. So when I tell you, in all things, God works together for our good. He works it all out. No matter what we're facing, God has a way of turning it around and turning it into good. Let me pray for you today, friend. Father, we come to you with open hearts today, not hiding. We're not pretending. We're not ignoring the mess. God, we're bringing that mess to you. The broken dreams, the bad decisions, the shame that we've carried, God, we just lay it all at your feet today. And we believe you can redeem it. We believe that you can restore what was lost, that you can make something beautiful out of the life that we've turned into a mess. Not despite the mess, but because of it. Let grace do what only grace can do. In Jesus' name, I pray for everyone listening today, God, for those who are so broken they thought they could never be whole again. Today, anoint them with fresh oil and let your healing power come. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on Fresh Oil, friend. Never forget, your mess doesn't intimidate God. It's the very place where his grace shines the brightest. Tomorrow, we finish the series with Grace That Grows You, right here on Fresh Oil.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time. Remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.